Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've been talking to Aura Nadich about banishing negative thoughts. We've gone through seven questions. We're just going to briefly go through the questions again to help you banish the negative thoughts. One is, says who? Two, have I heard someone say this before? Three, do I like this thought? Four, does this thought make me feel better? Five, does this thought work for me? Six, am I in control of this thought? And that's where we left Aura just before the break. Did you have anything to add to that? Am I in control of this thought?
Well, just as I said, you know, it's oftentimes that people feel like they are out of control when a thought, a real negative thought, takes hold in their mind and starts to really berate them and make them feel bad about themselves, when in fact you are in control of that thought because you are creating it up in your mind, and you also have the ability to change that thought. So, which leads to the seventh final question, do I want to keep this thought or let it go? And when you've answered those six prior questions, which are so important, and you realize that either yes, this is your original thought, or perhaps no, you can recall and identify that the thought that you believe is true was not originally even said by you or thought up by you, but that someone told that to you about yourself, and it's negative, or that you don't like a thought, or it does not make you feel better, it does not work for you in any positive, life-affirming, constructive way, and that you don't want to feel like it has control over you, that when you get to the final question, do I want to keep this thought or let it go, I would think you'd be ready to let that thought go.
And in your practice, do you see if people just, when those thoughts come up, if they just say, no, I don't agree, you're gone? How long does it take that kind of behavior to where it doesn't even come up?
Oh, no. I mean, look, this isn't the quick fix, like, oh, you're suddenly, let's just think positive thoughts and positive thoughts will keep on happening, although I subscribe to that. Mm-hmm. You want to keep your thoughts positive, but you have to know what to do when a negative thought comes up, which it will. And you put a system in place, you come to understand that you have a method, this is a method, so that you can basically stop those thoughts in their tracks, and you can question them. And you can also do what I propose in the book, which is called release and replace, by being willing to release that negative thought, which is the final question, am I ready to let it go? You can then replace it with a thought that's positive, something that is going to support your well-being. You know, it's a way to work. It's strengthening the mind. It's a discipline. It's a discipline of in a practice. And the more you commit to it, it commits to you.
Okay. So, Aura, is there a specific way to face that negative thought when you want to let it go? Though, how do you release it gently? Out. What are the words that go through your head when you?
Yes. I mean, like I said, you want to begin the steps in the way I break it down in the book, which is, let's just say you and I are talking, and mm-hmm. a negative thought pops into your head. You become the observer. You like not the reactor. Like, oftentimes when that thought comes into our mind, we immediately start to feel the emotion around it. So that you would take a beat. You would take even a breath. It's like a pause. Ah, there's a negative thought. It's trying to really get my attention. It's negative. It doesn't feel very good. I'm aware of that. I'm aware that this thought has come up in my mind, and it wants to basically take hold here. So by having that awareness, you'll start to begin to know how to do that when that negative thought comes up. It's like a system. It becomes an actual skill set that you know what to do. Like, you know, if a bee is trying to sting you, you know what to do to protect yourself. Do you know the steps to take. You know, you don't want to be caught off guard. A thought can want to attack you. It can want to violate you. I say that negative thoughts are like trespassers in your mind. If a trespasser came onto your property, you wouldn't say, oh, hey, come on in. you know, take whatever you want, you'd say, you don't belong here. When you start to put this in motion, there's tremendous logic in this, and you start to see that it works. I've worked with clients that are very admitting of being negative. They'll say, I've noticed my negative thoughts are starting to diminish. I'm catching them more quickly. I know what to do when a thought comes up and it wants to wreak havoc with me and it wants to start to beat me up. I have a system in place. I know what to do. I know how to release it and to replace it with a positive, supportive thought. I also have something in the book called, you know, when you have a goal or a desire and you don't have thoughts that can support that goal or desire, it undermines the desire, and it's like two thoughts that cancel each other out. So you can't say something to yourself like, you know, oh, I really want to diet and lose weight, but it's probably not going to happen. Or I would like to lose some weight, but, you know, I'm going to stay fat forever. That thought cannot support your desire and your goal, and that is to lose weight. You want to support your goal and desire with thoughts that can help you achieve that. That's why a lot of the times diets go south, because people start to berate themselves early on.
So do you advocate being around like-minded people who are all working at more positive changes then?
Well, I think that, you know, I worked with a client who was, for the most part, not an overly negative person, but she was in a relationship with a very negative person who she loved very much. And they broke up after being together for many years, and she implemented the Says Who method, and what it does is it made her aware of her negativity. But what it also really helped her do when she, you know, realized that she had spent time with a very negative person, that there was a moment where she thought maybe she'd get to get back together with her ex, and she said, you know, I don't think I can do that. I've come to realize how negative he is and that I don't want that in my life anymore.
So other people's negativity can coax you back into the negative thoughts.
Well, you become aware of, when you become aware of how intolerable your own negativity is to the point where you want to help yourself transform those negative thoughts into positive thoughts, you begin to require that in your life. You're not going to suddenly want to be around negative people that don't want to help themselves. You know, when we take those steps to help ourselves, when we're not, it's not like you're going to, you know, want to be around other people that are not doing the same. You do, in fact, want to be around like minds. Do you know?
Yeah.
When you're suddenly really helping yourself, of course you want to be around other people that are making that a priority too. It's like if you're trying to beat your addiction, you know, maybe it's drinking. You're not going to suddenly want to be around some friends that are drinking. You're trying to really respect the fact that you're trying to move on from that. You're trying to change. And, you know, you want the support. You want to be around other people that value that as much as you do.
Right. So if we hear the troll in our mind or the murky dismal in our mind and we find somebody that resonates with it, it's a good person not to talk to about it, really.
I think so. I mean, look, without being overly judgmental about somebody else, because everybody arrives at these decisions at their own time when they're ready. They're either ready or they're not ready. You know, they either choose something, whether it's a Says Who method or anything that you feel can help you change, you're ready to do that. And so, again, I think you would want that support and not put yourself in situations where you're around more negativity.
Okay. So our time is just about up. Can you just sum up all that we've been talking about in the last half hour here, Aura? And also let us know how we can connect with your work, where we can find your book.
My website is www.auranadridge.com. All my social media handles are Aura Nadridge. You can go to my website. I've got a lot on there to let you know how to come to my upcoming events. I'm going to be doing a retreat in Costa Rica next February, which is Mastering Your Mind, Transforming Negative and Fear-Based Thoughts You can get my book on all the major book outlets, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or go to your local bookstore. Perhaps they have it. If not, they can order it. And really, to sum up this whole thing about says who and how to implement it in your life, is if you're ready to change your way of thinking, if you're tired of feeling like your negative thoughts have a hold over you and that are not supporting your well-being, here's a method called the Says Who Method that can help you begin changing your thoughts so that they can, in fact, work for you in a positive way. And as I say in Says Who, you are the creator and master of your inner dialogue, which creates your reality.
Okay, thank you very much, Aura. It's been excellent talking to you. And so if you're interested, get out there and get her book, Says Who, Taking Control of Your Own Thoughts and Your Own Life.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. We want to thank both of our guests today. We'd like to thank Chantel Hofstee, the author of Mindfulness on the Run. And we'd also like to thank Aura Nadrich, the author of Says Who. So we'd also like today, we're thanking Alan Wishart and all the producers across the country who are making this show available to you. Thanks you for listening and have a healthy and happy week.